This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Pope Francis has endorsed same-sex civil unions for the first time, as Pope Reuters' Joe Davies has that story.
Pope Francis has said that homosexuals should be protected by civil union laws in some of the clearest language he's used on gay rights. His comments came in a new film released on Wednesday. He says, quote, homosexual people have a right to be in a family. He went on, they are children of God and have a right to a family. Nobody should be thrown out or be made miserable over it. What we have to create is a civil union law. That way they are legally covered. I stood up for that.
Nigeria's biggest city, Lagos, and several states are under curfews as unrest rooted in anti-police protests broke out again following a day of violence, including the shooting of civilians by security forces. Armed police trying to enforce a round-the-clock curfew in the commercial capital, setting up checkpoints, but groups of young men blocked a number of major roads with overturned traffic signs, tree branches, and rocks. Negotiations on a COVID-19 relief bill are inching forward, but it is clear the window for action before the November 3rd elections, U.S. elections, is closing, and the issue will be tossed to a post-election lame duck session of the U.S. Congress. The only thing that seems certain beyond that is uncertainty, with Capitol Hill veterans cautioning against expecting a quick and smooth resolution for an aid package that has tied Washington in knots for a matter of months. Again, negotiations on a COVID-19 relief bill are, in fact, inching forward, but for action before November 3rd election closing. This is VOA News. The Trump administration's Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, says Russia and Iran have both obtained U.S. voter information and taken actions to influence public opinion ahead of the November 3rd election. Ratcliffe says Iran sent spoofed emails to Americans designed to intimidate voters and cite unrest and damage U.S. President Donald Trump. As federal health officials say, the nation is seeing a distressing rise in COVID-19 cases. President Trump's predecessor is calling out his handling of the pandemic.
We literally left this White House a pandemic playbook that would have shown them how to respond before the virus reached our shores. They probably used it to, prop up a wobbly table somewhere. We don't know where that playbook went.
And that is former U.S. President Barack Obama. The World Health Organization says that Europe again has recorded a new high in the weekly number of coronavirus cases.
Police open fire as protesters continue to demonstrate against police brutality in Nigeria. Amnesty International said late Tuesday there was credible but disturbing evidence that security forces had fatally shot protesters who were demonstrating against police despite a new curfew being imposed. One protester has told the Associated Press that his brother was shot and killed in the previous day's demonstrations and that he himself had taken a bullet in the leg. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. prosecutors say Purdue Pharma agreed to plead guilty to criminal charges over the handling of its addictive prescription opioid OxyContin. The deal effectively sidesteps paying billions of dollars in penalties and stops short of criminally charging its executives or wealthy Sackler family owners. The U.S. State Department has approved the potential sale of three weapon systems to Taiwan, including sensors, missiles, and artillery that could have a total value of $1.8 billion. Reuters reported last week that the White House was moving forward with five separate sales of sophisticated military equipment to Taiwan with a total value of around $5 billion. Britain and the European Union have agreed to resume talks on reaching a trade deal to govern their future relations, setting out a new set of organizing principles for intensified talks to begin on Thursday. They will prioritize their duty of care to individuals and negotiating teams on both sides and make appropriate decisions. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.